Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mekong Light. I am an educator, author, speaker, full circle health coach, and passionate about healthy and balanced living. So today, actually, I just want to go back and do a little recap of 2015. And I'm going to have a lot of questions that I would appreciate you answering in one way or another and as soon as possible so I can schedule my shows for next year. All right, the first one, I'm just going to talk about a few of the subjects that have had the most listenings to. And if you have some others or suggestions or whatnot, please let me know so I can see if it fits in, if I can address those issues or not. But this is actually for you, so your participation and your feedback is greatly appreciated. All right, one of the high points I've seen was talking about the alkaline water and its benefits. That was at the very beginning in April of 2015. So many people enjoyed that. Alkaline water really does have a lot of benefits. And instead of me regurgitating the entire show about that, I just say, go through all the episodes, check it out, and then just listen to that particular one. I can mention that for me personally, it's been helping me with my arthritis. It's been clearing my head. It used to help my father-in-law, who in the meantime passed away, with his dementia. He's so much clearer. And it had a lot of amazing benefits, and it still has for me because I continue using it daily. I even make my tea or coffee or anything else or cook with it. Whatever I can, I do. I clean with it, so I don't need all the chemicals that are not really good for me. As you can tell, I'm just getting over the flu, but you cannot get anything from me over this show, so I just decided I'm going to go on and finish off the year so I can start 2016 with a clean slate and full of energy and with hopefully quite a bit of feedback from all of you. Another subject that really seemed to have intrigued my listeners was growing your own garden. And we did talk about different ways of doing that depending on time, on what you can do physically, on space, whatever is going on. And I did mention you can grow your garden in the ground. Now, I know for a fact in Big Bear, it's a little bit different. There's so many ground animals, and they love to eat the roots. So you need to be very specific in how to protect the roots before you put it in the ground. But there, vertical and horizontal growing goes really well. What is vertical growing? It's when you grow it upright. For example, tower gardens are vertical growing or hydroponic growing. So there's many different ways of doing it. And horizontal, people like to do certain things on strings or on wires. For example, beans or peas or tomatoes or things like that can actually be grown horizontally. So you have space underneath for something else. Just make the best use of your space that you have. I know for a fact my husband is a ground gardener. He loves his squashes, his zucchini, his potatoes, his carrots, and all that stuff, which is actually in deep soil. That needs to be in the ground. I am more of a vertical grower. I love my tower garden because it doesn't take much work. Of course, I can't do ground vegetables, such as potatoes and carrots and things, but I can do lettuce. I can even do tomatoes. I do bell peppers, the purple things, the eggplant. I do cucumbers. I do a lot of things on my tower garden. And it's so easy because it doesn't take much work, it doesn't take too much energy, and it's easy on the body. It's beautiful on the eye, and it looks very decorative. And again, it has a lot. The more you harvest, the more you get. Another point that was really tapped into was healthy living. What does it include? We were talking about adequate rest, hydration, nutrition, and balance. You know, I say I'm a full circle health coach, so I am actually focusing on emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health, and sometimes even financial health in order to be balanced. So those are all issues that are brought up, and they all have to do with the full circle health, which I'm so passionate about. We were talking about avocado seed and 13 health benefits. Yeah, it was interesting to see how many people, every time when I went somewhere, I said, "Excuse me, may I ask you a question? Do you eat avocados?" "Oh, yeah, I love avocados." And I go, "Fantastic. What do you do with the seed?" And I got those blank stares. And they go, "What do you mean, what do you do with the seed? Throw it out, of course." And I said, "I am so sorry you do that. Did you know that the avocado seed has 13 health benefits?" None of the people did. And I talked to about 50 people. You know, just when I went grocery shopping or something, or when I went to the post office, just striking up a conversation to see how things are. And nobody actually knew about it. So, of course, I told them to go listen to that particular segment. And it is actually listed as avocado seed, 13 health benefits. So you can go back to see how it strengthens your immune system, what to do with the avocado seed. And I am actually sharing there how I use mine. Again, a quick brief. When I eat my avocado, I take the seed out, I wash it, then I dry it for a few days, then I cut it up, and then I grind it into flour. And I use it actually to bake my own bread. And I did give you in the following show the directions on how I bake my own bread, including with the avocado seed. And I usually add half a cup to it because it increases the immune system. It has more fiber. It gives the bread actually kind of like a nutty taste. And people have been putting, when I take bread somewhere for a potluck, they quite often put the bread in the in the dessert section rather than in the bread section, in the main meal section, because it tastes so good. So check it out, try it, and let me know how it turned out for you. The last 2 weeks we were talking about holiday tips, and what I have been stressing about that, to keep your emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health and balance, plan ahead. Ask people to help you. You don't need to have all that stress to cook for 30, 40 people, or even if it's less. The more you want to do, the more work is involved, just for decorating around it or whatnot. Ask for help. And ask for help in food. Have a sign-up sheet. Start that in November. Put in the categories such as entree, main dish, meats, salads, soups, whatever. And it's okay if there's more than one of each because nobody will make exactly the same, even if the recipe is the same. because they got it from the same person, I can guarantee you that the taste is going to be different. So that's one thing. Then we talked about the passing of people and what the best thing is. And I told you that my father-in-law, the day before he passed, he said, no more regrets, which meant so much to me, to us, my husband and myself, because we've taken care of him for the last 6 years. And he went so peacefully, which made it so much easier for us. We knew we did the right thing. We were there with him, for him, took him everywhere we went. He was part of our family, and he had 6 wonderful years. And I even have the video in there where we go swimming daily, or we did go swimming daily before he passed. And it was an amazing, amazing inspiration for many and ourselves. Reduce your stress. That's a big one, because we all have stress, be it self-induced or from someone else. Let's just really follow the tips that we can and reduce our stress. Breathe deeply. Listen to some soothing music. Put things off that are not important. Stress on what's important. Focus on your family if you have one. Increase your immune system. Increase the loyalty. The healthier you are, the more fit and balanced you are, the more loyal you are, be it to yourself and your desires, to your family. You can keep your promises, to your work. Whatever there is, there's so much more you can do when you're balanced and healthy. We were talking about yoga and its benefits, and I had a guest speaker for that one. Okay, then we talked about the breathing techniques to relax and lower your blood pressure. I can do that in front of the doctor when they take my blood pressure. I can lower it up to 20 points or more. And now, my questions to you before we get to the end for today's show. Which one was your most favorite topic for 2015? And again, you can go through the list and let me know. And if you could tell me why, that would be appreciated. What other topics are you interested in hearing about that relate to full circle health, which is the emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, and financial health? Would you like a schedule ahead of time on what topic will be covered each week? Do you consider the free gifts valuable or enjoyable? What does it take to get more feedback from my listeners? What are some of your suggestions that you would it be easier for you to give me the feedback? Would you like an e-article about the topic we covered? Do you like surveys? How do you like best to communicate with me? Well, those are all questions I'm asking you, and I would really appreciate you giving me that information. Now, for the gift, just click on the link. It's a YouTube link with the most wonderful song for the new year. My contact information, http://www.micklenight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. My mail is dythomson@micklenight.com. My phone number, 562-335-4956. And I'm going to say, until next week, the first week in 2016, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. And please do get back with me so I know how I can make this show more interesting to you, so I have more participants and you get to enjoy more and learn more, and I get to share my heart out, because that is part of living a balanced life for me. To everybody, a very, very wonderful last day of the 2015, and tomorrow, the happiest new year to everyone. Enjoy your life, enjoy your health and balance, and we'll talk again next week. goodbye for now and plug in next week. Bye.